Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hour number two, game day here on WEEI Afternoons. Patriots-Giants Monday Night Football down in Foxborough. Going to be a chilly one today. I think that's why Fitzy and Ted both have their vests on. They're prepping for the chill in the air. Ted, how we doing?
Oh, good, boys. How you doing? I like that look. I'm a big fan of the hoodie underneath the vest, too. That's a good look.
You get away with that on
there
TV.
Fits.
Is that like an Andrew Whitworth?
No, Andy, you can do so much more with a nice hoodie. Hoodie and a vest is TV, except hoodie and a blazer is like everything where it's at these days.
You got to be, I think, shaped more like Fitzy, though. Like the big guys, you know? I don't know. I don't think Andrew, I won't say this to his face because he's three sizes bigger than me. But I just don't think it's a good look for a big guy like that. It's just, okay. You know, you're already big and then you just put more bulk on you.
You do. It does make him look a little bulky.
Yeah.
I will say that. It does make him look a little bit bulky. But Ted, did you have a good holiday?
I did. Guys, how about you?
Tremendous.
It was great.
Excellent.
Thank you very much.
Some football, some food, some family, some fun, the whole damn thing.
Yep. I loved the football action, all of it.
It was
Thursday.
Absolutely.
Friday. Yep. Sunday was great.
What was
great
your favorite
weekend.
Game of the week / weekend, guys?
You know, I really enjoyed the Cowboys Chiefs game. And any mention of ratings in that game?
I haven't heard them yet because they were talking about maybe breaking the all-time record.
My guess is they didn't, or else we would know that by now.
You're right. Usually they do a good job promoting it when it does, when it fills the quota that they were trying to fill. But it's 3 o'clock. It's time for the three-point stance.
Green 19! Ready! 19! Yeah, there we go!
Dance.
Just count to three.
That's three!
Three shall be the number thou shalt count.
Pierce for three. It's good!
Three fabulous flyers.
And the number of the counting shall be three.
Got to count! Ties it 3-3!
On WEEI Afternoons.
Time for today's three-point stance here on WEEI Afternoons, brought to you by Jeffrey Glassman Injury Lawyers, Boston's go-to injury for over 30 years. If you've been hurt in a car or work accident, or you can't pull off the hoodie in the sport jacket, you got to get Glassman. No fault of your own. Call all sevens at 617-777-7777. 3 o'clock here on WEEI Afternoons, three hosts here on a game day, and they will present you with their biggest takes in Boston sports and beyond. Andy Hart, you will not lead us off today because Ted Johnson has an opinion on maybe one of the more pressing stories that we won't get a chance to devote a full segment to. But Ted Johnson, are you ready?
Punch it, Dan.
All right, here is 60 seconds. Go ahead.
All right, so this Lane Kiffin leaving Ole Miss to go to LSU is one of the more fascinating stories of the year. And I think it's a critical juncture for college football. I would say this is the lowest, most critical time in college football. This is definitely a watershed moment, I think, for college football in a lot of ways. And here's the reasons why. Because I'm trying to, when this story came out, I was trying to think, like, who do I blame on this? You know, who do you blame? And I think the questions that you ask yourself are, who do you blame? How do you fix it? Who has the power to fix it? Those are kind of the main questions, I think, when you're talking about this. The new landscape of college football is insane to me. College football, to me, attracts kind of sharks, you know, or any animal that's comfortable getting in the gutters. You have to recruit players. You have to pay players. You have to recruit players on other rosters. You're always angling for better paying jobs. You have to detach emotionally from your players, coaches, and the fan bases. And this story, more than any other story that I've ever heard of, kind of highlights what college football really is and always has been, if we're being honest. It's big business. It's big business. So no more mentions. I don't want to hear the term student-athlete or amateurism. It is not that anymore. And where is the problem with college football? It's not professionalization, but it's lack of professionalism. It's the adults that are the problem, not the kids. The cost of doing business comes at the expense of the fan bases, the team, its players, and it devalues this new playoff system. Big-time issues for college football. To me, this is a watershed moment and a critical time for college football.
Yeah, I have so many thoughts on this. None of them, I think, productive. They're mostly all just bitching, like how bad a look it is, how there's no answer. I don't know the answers, Ted. Do you come up with answers?
Who do you blame?
I blame.
How do you fix it, and who has the power to fix it?
I mean, somehow the NCAA has to fix it, right? Like, they're the governing body. So that's our guy, right? Baker, right?
That is
Charlie
Chotty.
Baker.
Charlie running Baker.
The NCAA.
Do they have power? I mean, I think the commissioners of these, you know, the conferences have the power.
That could be true, too. And there's so much involved. I joked about Rick Pitino went to Twitter and was like, wait, so I could be the number one seed at St. John's in March and go leave for a different job?
This is what Rick Pitino said on Twitter, quote, "I'm not knocking football, but there's something wrong with their calendar."
Yep.
"I'm at SJU, St. John's, and we are potentially a one seed and can win a national championship this year. And I leave in March? ?" What's going on here?
Yeah. No, it's nuts. And just in case people don't realize, so Lane Kiffin has accepted the job at LSU. He is leaving an Ole Miss program that's going to be in the college football playoff, one of 12
teams.
They're
11-1 and ranked 7th in the country.
So they could go on to win a national title, but he is no longer their coach. He is actually going to be announced, I think, at 4:30, have a press conference as the head coach at LSU. He will probably bring some players with him from Ole Miss to LSU. Those players, the window, I believe, opens January 5th through the 16th.
It's the second through the 16th.
And when is the national title game?
It's the 19th.
So if I'm on Ole Miss and we go on a run here with Joe Judge, and I apologize, the defensive coordinator who's taking over, we go on a run here, and I wanted to join Lane Kiffin, I have to decide whether I'm transferring through the portal before it closes to go to LSU and probably make good money or stick around and play in the national championship game. That is one of the most effed up things I've ever heard of in the world of sports.
And those players, if they do jump ship, can you imagine what the fan base is going to do to those players?
It's awful.
You know, what they've done, you know, kind of. And I'm like, do I get mad at Lane Kiffin? I mean, most people are mad at Lane Kiffin. Okay, then let me ask you this. If you had another opportunity to go somewhere else and get paid a lot more money, Fitzy. Mm-hmm.
Would I do it? Would I take that money?
Would you do it? Oh, no. Would you take it?
Ted, I would. And when I say
So how can you say that Lane Kiffin is the one to blame?
Oh, no. He's not the only... Your question was, would you get mad at Lane Kiffin? And the answer to that is yes. But do I also get mad at his agent, Jimmy Sexton, who controls a lot of the moves and pulls a lot of strings in college football?
It's the client's decision. It's not the agent.
Ultimately, it is. But Lane Kiffin also, Lane Kiffin is constantly dating the hottest girl in a bar, or at least the girl that we think is the hottest, but he's always looking over her shoulder for another girl to take home. And on top of it all, I blame the conferences. I blame the NCAA at large for creating such an effed up system. The portal should not take place during the college football playoff. The recruiting window shouldn't take place before or during this. He should be allowed to, if he's going to take another job, at least be given the opportunity to properly, even when hopping in conference to an arch rival like LSU, to finish coaching the rest of the season, because he is screwing those families. He's screwing his own reputation, which it doesn't seem like he cares about as much, but 5 years from now, if he has a national championship and $50 million more, he won't care that much about it. He's screwing over the players. System gets blamed first, but you can still be mad at Lane Kiffin.
That's fair. I don't know how many people that would pass up an opportunity to go get paid a lot more money. People would say, you don't care about the fan base at Ole Miss. You don't care about your players. Yeah. And some people would say, well, do you care about your own family? You can get a chance to maybe get right. I'm just telling you, that's how people think.
I'm with you.
Feinbaum said the money would never be an issue. They would have paid him.
Well, there's no way Ole Miss can keep up with LSU.
No way.
No way they can keep up with LSU. Now, they may give him the contract, but that wouldn't come with the other stuff that LSU is going to put in there, football-wise, assistance-wise, recruiting-wise, wife getting a free this, house free that, all these other.
Jet to wherever you want.
He just got $100 million. If they manage it properly, his daughter's daughter's daughter is taken care of, right? This is generational money that the Kiffin family is set forever.
So you can't blame him.
I do not blame him. So
who do you blame? Just the system?
The system. And the one solution that I think of is you just have to move everything up, right? Because you get in trouble with the second semester at most schools starts, I don't know, what, like mid-January?
No, like around January, the Monday after January 23rd, Andy?
So somehow you have to move everything up so that the national championship is played in December, and then kids can enter the portal, go to a new school, follow their coach, he can leave, he can recruit, and boom.
So you're saying maybe move the start of the season into August?
I think you'd have
or
to.
Or have shorter season, which they're
one
not
the
going to do.
They're not going to do that because that's a paychecks and game day and TV.
Do you guys remember when I was, when we were in college, they played the national championship game on the 1st of January.
Yes. You need
it
to go back to
the
19th.
It was the culmination of, like, the bowl games mattered, and most of the run-ups, like, Independence and Sugar Bowl was usually New Year's Eve, Peach Bowl, all those. And there were only a couple of games on January 1st, Ted, and it culminated in the national championship, and it mattered. Now they stretch it out to a point where it borderline conflicts with the NFL playoffs. It's wild.
Yeah, I think the only answer, if they want to solve it, I don't know if they want to solve it. Do they see a big problem? Do the insiders, the that you were talking about, the power people, like the heads of the conference, do they see a problem?
Yeah, they should.
I hope so.
It's just Lane Kiffin, as bad as this is for Ole Miss and the players and their fan base, it's really a whole college football problem because another guy can do it. Down the road. So it might not impact your university right now, but there might be a day where it does, where another coach that you hire leaves and takes all of the players with him when your team has a chance to go win a national championship. I think part of the problem is, I think all this started, if you're trying to, when did things start really changing in college football? I think is when the players at Northwestern unionized, is when the NCAA got sued for naming rights in the video games.
Yep.
That, to me, that is where it all kind of started crumbling. And then when they started doing playoffs, look, if you go back to the old way where it's just, hey, who are the top two ranked teams? Will they play for the national championship? Then him leaving wouldn't be as big of a deal because it's like, well, he's missing a bowl game.
Right.
But now that there's 12 teams, so any coach in the top 12 of those teams gets offered another job somewhere, this will happen again.
Yep. Yeah. No, I don't. It just sucks. And then there's other details. He wanted to coach. They weren't going to let him coach because they thought he would just be basically recruiting and poaching all their talent, their coaches.
I don't know how they would ever have gotten to a conclusion on that.
And then they also didn't want essentially the TV broadcasts of their playoff games to be ads for Lane Kiffin's LSU Tigers.
Oh, hey. Recruitment videos. Yeah. Like, right. Oh, you like what Lane Kiffin's done turning around hottie toddy? Come on down. Bring your Colonel Rebs to LSU. Go Tigers.
Yeah, it's the whole thing just feels dirty. And I think the cherry on top was Rick Pitino calling him out. Nobody's ever going to pretend Rick Pitino is any sort of like saint or like great. Like, no. He knows what he is. And even he is calling your system out. So
Lane Kiffin is not walking through that door.
If you want to fix it, you better figure out a way. But the toothpaste is so far out of the tube, Ted, that I'm not sure they can get it back in or know how.
Slipping on it.
Yeah.
Hey, I have a question for you, boys. Do you think that this will honestly, like, to me, I think it's going to kind of, in some way, shape, or form, unless Ole Miss goes on some sort of run and rip that leads them to the title game, and then we all celebrate them and say, ain't karma something. But otherwise, I think this is going to kind of mar the college football playoff.
Absolutely, because one of your better teams isn't at full strength. It's not the same, but there are some similarities to when the kid from Florida State, the quarterback, got hurt.
Jordan Travis.
And you're like, oh, that stinks. But you can't really put him in because they lost their quarterback. But it's not fair. They kind of earned a spot. Well, this team is not being coached by the guy who coached them to 11 wins.
I don't know. Did most of the coaches go? I mean, he was giving ultimatums.
I think four went with him. I think Charlie Weiss Jr.
Have they decided yet?
Okay.
But I think there was also
If you weren't on the plane to Baton Rouge, then you will not be coaching at LSU. He gave an ultimatum to all his coaches on the Ole Miss staff that If you don't come with me now to LSU, you'll never be invited to Baton Rouge.
Right. And then Ole Miss went and, I believe, doubled all the assistant salaries trying to keep them. So at least they got a paycheck out of it, the assistant coaches. I think Joe Judge is one of those, doubled his salary overnight because of the...
Good for them.
Boy, you talk about horseshoe up his butt, man. Golly, that guy.
Jeez. And how about in like...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The theater, in, as far as entertainment value and social media, like we were sharing on our thread last night, you've got fans showing up on the runway, lobbing 500-yard FUs towards Kiffin and his family. Then you got people clapping, saying thanks for like bringing our program back alive. And the funniest thing was, outside of Lane Kiffin's office was the roller with all of his clothes and his suits. That Ole Miss literally was like, all right. Yep. It was like watching a wife in a comedy being on the second floor outside the window, literally throwing the husband's clothes out on the front lawn.
But he's been through this before. Remember, Al Davis called him a born liar, a born con man. He had his issues at Tennessee, jolted them. Then USC got some payback by firing him. I believe he was fired on a tarmac. I don't believe he was allowed to get on a plane
where
when he was
does
at
his
USC.
Best work.
So, like, he has lived this soap opera for a
this
long
nomadic
time.
Life, and he's totally fine with it.
Yeah, and
he has no problem with you. Whatever you say or think about him, he's like
$100 million.
When he opens up his bank app every morning, and he just smiles like Andy Dufresne on the roof. There.
Screw Ted Johnson. You see all these zeros and commas in this. His nice life. I'm sure his wife and kids and everybody else feels the same way.
Looks like 9 coaches have already gone with Lane Kiffin, including both of his coordinators. Wow. So Charlie Weiss Jr., OC and quarterbacks coach, and Blake Baker, their defensive.
Can you imagine what those players on Ole Miss feel like right now? Just awful. I mean, you go, so many kids pick schools because of the coaches.
Yep.
I would say that is the number one reason a kid selects a school. Yes. And all those guys left. I mean, they're all getting paid more money, so they have families. So is it, you know, it just shows you how dirty and how unprofessional college football is.
But let me also ask, like, do we think today is the final day people will stop thinking of college football if anyone is green or rube enough to do so? Is today the day people finally stop thinking of college football as an amateur sport?
Yes. Yeah. Because my guess is
it has to be. It has to be.
Well, I mean, they're getting paid theoretically now, so they're not amateurs.
And I think the next step, because I don't think they're going to do what I said and move the season back or cut games or do any of that. Yeah. So I think the next thing is, you don't have to start the semester with the other. You're not really a student athlete. You're an athlete who may be kind of a student later.
But what was the major differential between the hardcore NFL fan and the hardcore college football fan, would you say? What do you think was the allure to college football over
student athletes?
Some people, the purity.
They say the purity. Yes, they're playing for the love of the game.
And $1 million.
Well,
geography and purity, Ted.
Yes, that is now. But it was because those kids, they chose the school that I went to, so I love them for that. They're there because they're not getting paid other than through an education, and so they're there because they love the game. And there's a pureness to it that isn't really thought of in the NFL game, obviously. And I think that was a big draw to the for fans. That is no more. That is nope. not the case anymore.
And you can't follow up. It's not like a freshman comes in and you see him in the spring game and you're like, that guy's going to be our quarterback in 2 years. No, he'll probably be a quarterback halfway across the country for $2.2 million in 2 years if he doesn't. You know what I mean? Like that whole developmental system is gone too.
Yeah, unless it's really Lombardi and Belichick get to him first, right, guys?
Well, then you can go to a losing program and maybe decommit somewhere around midnight last night. All right, Dan Ball.
All right, we are actually coming to the end of the three-point stance. I know that that Fitzy has a Patriots-related take. Andy was going to share something about his Christmas tree.
Yeah.
And you know what? Here's 60 seconds. Go ahead.
Oh, you want me to bitch for 60 seconds?
Yes, okay. I do.
Christmas trees are as broken as college football. Big business has ruined it all. I go looking for my Christmas tree on Friday, day after the Thanksgiving. First place, I pick a tree. Go back out front. Yeah, I want to cut this one down. Oh, we're not selling those. We've reached our quota of 100. You're a Christmas tree farm. You're not selling the trees? Then why'd you tell me to go look for a tree? Put a rope up and don't let me go in the field. Oh, no, only the ones that are already cut out front. Okay, I'll go to the next place. Nothing there that I liked. Everybody shears the damn trees. I like fat trees. I don't want a sheared tree. Go to the third place. You know what some of the trees cost at the third place? $450. Yeah. $550.
No way.
$700 for a Nordic fir. Oh, I don't even know what the F a Nordic fir is.
10 feet tall?
No, nope. Normal tree, like the one we have in our studio. Just a normal effing tree. $700. So I'm so frustrated. We're about 3.5 hours into the search at this point. I'm turning all Clark Griswold. I'm getting angry. I'm thinking about chainsaws and woods and stealing. And so what do? I just give my wife the wallet and the kids and say, go pick a tree from those cut trees over there. $225 later. $225 for a pre-cut tree that I don't like. It is ugly. It is not fat. It does not fit the Hart family criteria. And the first time in my life I ever had a tree in my living room that I didn't cut down myself the day of and then put it up. Something is broken in the world of Christmas trees. $700, what are we doing? $225, what are we? You're almost driving me to a fake tree like Ted Johnson told me to get.
Yep, you're gonna be thankful you did. You'll be like, God, why didn't I do this earlier? So much easier.
You're driving me
three
mad.
Three pieces. Lights are already on it. Three pieces.
Andy,
and the lights change. They can go all
yeah, you
white.
Can do like LED. Boom, 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 boom.
Yeah, they do colors. Yep. It's incredible. Mm-hmm.
And you know, Ted, when you take it down, it doesn't spray needles everywhere. Nope. It's not a fire hazard.
Nope. I forgot the last thing. Sorry, Fitzy, to interrupt. So I didn't take part in picking the tree, basically. I let my son and wife do it because I was so angry.
And they did a horrible job, it sounds like.
Not great. But they
like
got
Dan
a tree.
Ball picked a tree.
My son's like, yeah, I thought the tree had a big crack up the trunk, but the guy says it's just a cut to let more water in. My ass. I took that out of my truck when we got home. It's a crack that goes a good 3 feet up the tree. It's not a chainsaw cut or something.
Did you get a receipt? Can you take it back and get your money back?
I don't think so. It's probably cash and carry, no returns.
Rope a dope.
But he saw my son. Oh, no, that's a crack. I mean, I put a cut in there so you can it'll drink more water.
What am I missing? The 250 to 700. That's a big. What did you go? One place?
No, this was all one place. The 250 was the ones out front that are already cut.
Yeah.
The 700 was back in a field where you just walk around, and if you like the tree, you look at the tag
so
on the tree.
They charge more for you to do the labor. Of cutting it down and dragging it to your car.
Because it's a boutique. It's a boutique artisanal experience, they like to say, Ted. And they will let you sometimes pull your car up to the back and tailgate so you can like light the grill, drink some nog, cut it down, play some music, make a whole thing out of it, which I've never done and plan to next year with some friends. That said, Andy, this entire story, A, I can back you up because I was just aghast. More at the tree prices near where I live than I was at the price of the stuff that the kids want for Christmas this year as well. But you're making me feel so much better about me dropping jaw to green, as I said, $175 for this pre-cut tree. Why don't these people just show up with ski masks and pistols? This is like a remake of The Town.
These trees aren't from like China or overseas, and they get taxed on them, are they?
Nope,
they're right here, right here, homegrown.
Yeah, right here.
They don't cure diseases, Ted. They don't like wipe your rear end. They don't also clean your cat's litter box. They just stand there and look nice until they dry up on December 28th.
Or earlier if you got a freaking crack that goes halfway up the tree.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. This is a big thing now. Vertical aquatic integration. Yeah. That's what we like to call this.
Yeah. I did get some nice texts and tweets from people in like Maine and Vermont. Just come up here and cut one down. We got plenty of them. I'm like, I'm not going to drive 6 hours to go cut down a tree. I'm not sure that would be cost effective.
I don't know. I feel like you're closer to doing that than you were a year ago.
I got all these $70 in New Hampshire. Come out to Western Mass. It's only $90.
Yeah, I feel like, I don't know, because like I was looking at ABC News. They did a survey, and a survey funded by North American Christmas Tree Growers. 85% of wholesale growers said they do not plan on raising wholesale prices for the upcoming season. Some growers said they actually plan to lower prices. The whole article was about how this year may
You're gonna
be
believe
the year
them?
To buy a real
They're
tree.
They're the tree growers. Fake They're the tree news. Sellers. That's like asking, you know, Winston and those people about, are cigarettes bad for me? No, they're fine. Just
I think they saw you coming. They heard your voice. Well, they're like, oh, that's Host One from WEEI Afternoons.
If you can just wait till like a couple days before Christmas, I bet you can get them cheaper.
I bet you can. And I might need to replace the one I have now that's going to die because of the stupid cracks. So I'll probably be buying another $150 tree on top of the $225. Dan Ball, are we done here?
Yes, mercifully so. That Thank is the God. End of our three-point
It's Christmas. I was in a good mood until the whole tree thing happened. Oh, all right, coming up next here on WEEI Afternoons, as we mentioned, it is game day. Ted Johnson's here. We're going to start building up towards game night. And we got to start with the injuries, Ted Johnson, because we already knew the Patriots were without their left tackle and left guard. Could they also be without their center? And if they are down three offensive linemen, well, how the hell is that going to work out? Ted Johnson will tell us next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.